it's been a wild week for the stock market so far. On Monday, the Dow plunged by more than 750 points, though stocks do seem to have rebounded today. This comes amid renewed tensions with China over trade. Also on Monday, the Treasury Department designated China a currency manipulator. That's a term our government hasn't used towards a country since the early 1990s. In addition, new tariffs on the horizon may have investors feeling jumpy. Michael Wursthorn joins us now to take a look at the latest trade tensions and market reactions. He's a reporter with The Wall Street Journal covering the financial sector and markets. Michael, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Wall Street saw its worst trading day of 2019 so far yesterday. What happened?
So we had investors are really trying to get a sense of just how what these trade tariffs mean for companies, for the economy going ahead. And that news that came out then late on Monday about the Treasury Department labeling China as a currency manipulator didn't really help sort of the situation in the sense that investors have a lot of anxieties about where things go from here. That said, Tuesday ended up being a much better day. All three major indexes had notched their biggest gains since June as investors took advantage of a slight lull in some of those trade tensions just because China didn't respond very forcefully at all to what the Treasury Department had did. And investors really took the opportunity to pounce on some stocks that had just gotten really beaten up over the last few days, especially on Monday with those deep declines.
Even if there is some level of recovery, is that volatility healthy?
That's an interesting thing. I mean, volatility in the market generally is considered to be a healthy thing. I mean, in the sense that of how we're seeing it now, it's certainly more exaggerated than we've seen in the last few months. And investors and other analysts are saying that that's going to likely continue. And that's just because we don't have a trade deal yet. I think investors are trying to avoid pricing in an optimistic trade outcome without seeing anything concrete. And we've done this a number of times. You saw it at the end of 2018 with markets really taking off and investors assuming that trade was going to reach a positive resolution. And that didn't happen, obviously, when May turned around and sort of sent the markets through that initial spiral when trade tensions resurfaced. And that's all happening again now. And I think investors are trying to be a little bit more mindful that not to expect a positive trade development until we actually see something.
On Monday, yesterday, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin formally labeled China a currency manipulator. What does that term mean?
So basically, countries can weaken their currency by intervening in currency markets and purchasing U.S. dollars. There's been a major concern for several years amongst Washington of whether or not, just how active China has been in this and how tightly they've been controlling their currency and the value of it. So with some of the moves, Treasury Department decided to come out and finally assign that label to China, and that's forcing some negotiations now between China and the U.S. about some of those currency manipulations. That's going to involve the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, as well, as they try to get to some sort of sense of how what exactly is going on. Whether because China certainly does dispute whether or not it is manipulating its currency. So there's going to be an effort to understand what's really going on, and if there is an issue, to then resolve it.
You said that they had not really come back forcefully in response to this, but what has the response from China been to the accusation and being labeled a manipulator of their currency?
Basically, right now, they've signaled they wouldn't let the currency fall much further. And that sort of that was one of the calming factors in the markets today, that there wasn't going to be this effort to artificially prop up or move the currency beyond sort of what you see, in the market on a day-to-day basis with currencies all around the world. So that decision in some ways surprised analysts and investors that, Beijing could have responded much more forcefully in a number of ways. And that could have been maybe escalating trade tensions or trying to initiate some of these other fronts involving, say, U.S. companies like Apple that it's threatened sometimes in the past. It didn't do any of those things. The central bank just came out saying that we're going to let the yen depreciate and not try to mess with it too much further right now.
We're talking with Michael Wursthorn right now. He's a reporter with The Wall Street Journal covering the financial sector and markets. And we're talking about the Dow going down significantly yesterday, rebounding some today, and China being labeled as a currency manipulator by the U.S. government. From what you've seen, is this constant back and forth between China and the U.S. over tariffs, over trade, over currency, is it causing a lot of unease for investors?
This latest episode certainly is. And it gets back to just that point that, you know, throughout much of this year, investors were fairly optimistic, especially coming off sort of how poorly 2018 ended up finishing with some of those steep declines you saw just around Christmas. So investors had a lot of optimism into this, and they want to see a positive resolution to trade. And I think that the problem was the longer there wasn't a headline or a tweet or some major new development on trade, the more investors were convinced that this is heading toward a resolution that's going to make everybody happy and sort of lift these tensions. That said, I think investors are trying to condition themselves away from that, because this is becoming much more clear that trade tensions aren't going to end in 2019. A number of analysts are now expecting trade tensions to certainly continue into 2020. They're changing their forecast for corporate profits and how those could be impacted by trade tariffs in the rest of this year and in 2020 as well. So there seems to be a realization, at least now taking root in the market, more so now than certainly at the beginning of this year, that trade isn't going to be an issue that just goes away on its own, and that there needs to be a clear resolution before the market can optimistically say this is all over.
Well, and last week, speaking of those trade tensions and tariffs, last week, President Trump announced a new wave of tariffs. This time, they would be targeting $300 billion worth of Chinese goods, including some very significant consumer items like electronics and toys and apparel. These would go into effect starting September 1st, so less than a month away. What might that mean for the economy and for the stock market and for American consumers in the end?
So those additional tariffs, that's basically going to put tariffs on pretty much all the imports that we're getting from China right now. And that's a pretty significant event. I mean, there's all different levels for how much those tariffs are actually being charged at. But this latest round really is going to hit consumers in their wallets in some ways. I mean, you're seeing the immediate reaction since the announcement in terms of shares of retailers, say from Best Buy to Macy's, all falling because investors are pricing in expectations that their profit margins are going to come down because of this. And for the only way for those companies and others that are affected by this, and you're seeing the same in the industrial space as well, along with manufacturers, if they don't want to absorb the higher prices and see their profit margins go down, the only other real option for them is to pass on those costs to consumers. And that means that we're going to see higher prices for a number of goods, you know, whether it is clothing, apparel, or food items and things like that, that people are now going to have to, at least for while this is all going on, get accustomed to paying a little bit more for. And that certainly seems to be something that companies are signaling right now, that they're willing and going to try to raise prices, at least marginally, to offset some of the higher costs that are associated with tariffs.
President Trump has said consistently that it is China and Chinese manufacturers who are going to bear the brunt of the tariffs. Briefly, Michael, is that true? It sounds like it's going to be ultimately the consumers who pay the price.
I mean, unfortunately, in this case, I mean, a lot of analysts say that tariffs are basically just taxes, and consumers, unfortunately, end up being the ones to pay them because these are goods that are coming into this country. So U.S. companies have to buy them. They have to pay more for that. And either they keep those pricing, they stomach those price increases themselves, or they pass them on to the consumers. So this isn't hurting. Tariffs are certainly hurting China's economy overall, but it doesn't mean that U.S. consumers and U.S. companies are immune from those effects at all. They're very much feeling them, and you're seeing it, you know, already with agricultural products and U.S. farmers and just sort of the struggling that's gone on there, and that's why you've seen some relief come toward them. You know, with these new tariffs, I mean, retailers, manufacturers, and other companies are certainly bracing for a bit more of a tougher time in this and the rest of this year, because they just can't avoid those higher costs. So,
and we'll leave it there. Michael, thank you so much for joining us today. Michael Wursthorn is a reporter with The Wall Street Journal covering the financial sector and markets. He joined us to talk about the latest trade tensions between the U.S. and China and the stock market reaction and ultimately the impact on U.S. consumers.